Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Let's be the helping hand they deserve. It's Darren's Tip Jar. Proudly supported by lottoland.co.za.
I know what you're thinking. We did this for 2 weeks. We finished on Friday of last week. The last 2 weeks as a part of Darren's decade, we took hands with lottoland.co.za to help lighten the load of someone in KZN after we went into another stricter lockdown. And along with that, our province went through a very difficult time when businesses weren't able or were already struggling, and they were then torched and then looted and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, and that happened for in the last 2 weeks. We had lottoland.co.za. They shared 300,000 rands in cash with us, and we spoke to some of the most amazing people from all different industries, from game rangers to travel agents to chefs. My most favorite one, the makeup artist.
Warren.
Warren, what a legend. And between 7 and 7 p.m., we're just trying to put a smile on people's faces who have gone through the hardest of times. Yeah.
So usually what we do here is we try and keep that kind of wall up between you and us. So all the magic happens. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes. But I'm just going to let you know a little bit about what was going on behind the scenes. So you sent through your entries, and our producers had to sit and go through every single one of these entries. And they were all very heartfelt, very deep, emotional. And then still have to go through the process of deciding who needs it more than someone else when everyone is so worthy of it right now. And so, just to be honest, reading these stories has taken quite the toll on everyone here. It's hardcore.
So Friday was the last day of Darren's tip job, but I came across a story that it was just like a gut punch. It was just like, hang on a second. So myself and VR, we spoke to Lottoland, and they agreed to help just one more person. So joining us on the line this morning, we have Amanda de Gaspre. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Hello, Amanda. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Good. All right, Amanda. You nominated Riette. Am I saying yes, the name correctly? So please tell us what you said, how you nominated Riette. What's happened?
Okay, Riette is a tour operator in St. Lucia in KZN, Advantage Cruises. And with COVID and especially the later lockdowns, she basically lost everything she had. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Don't be sorry. It's what it is. Continue.
She ended up buying off all her policies, all her life policies, to be able to keep her staff afloat and keep her doors open. When that was depleted, she started selling her personal possessions.
Sure.
Her furniture, her clothing.
Sure.
Special little things, her family heirlooms, her glasses, her crockery, her pots, her paintings, all her ornaments. Her house is like a shell at the moment. Even her loose mats, she sold $50, $100.
Mm.
She basically sold everything that she did not need to survive with. She's gone through a terrible, terrible patch. Her landlord has given her a bit of an extension on her rent. Otherwise, her doors would be completely closed. But from a massive staff complement, she's left alone in the office to basically do everything. And she's, in the meantime, still helping the community out there. She's running a feeding scheme that she collects food for the people that are desperate. So even with herself being really, really down, she's still trying to uplift the others and trying to help them.
Oh, that's amazing.
On her own, basically.
Well,
so, if anybody deserves help, it's definitely her.
Yeah.
Amanda, we actually have Riette on the line as well. So I'm just going to say good morning to Riette. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Riette. So, I mean, we've just heard what you've gone through and how you are still willing to help others. Just tell us a little bit about how things have been for you.
Yes. So emotionally, it's also taken a toll on me, absolutely. And I know for a fact that there is thousands of tour operators going through the same. So I don't want to class myself in like I'm the only one going through this. So that is what kept me going. There's more of us that's going through this hole at the moment. But yeah, emotionally, it's taken a toll on my health as well. And I'm just so excited to hear that Amanda has nominated me for this. I never knew about it.
So, Ria, you really have sold off some like things from your house, really?
I had no choice. There was no food in the house. My husband and I, being the owners of the business, don't get any TERS or UIF. Our policies were depleted, and there were some very valuable items in my house that I had to just sell at a nominal rate to just be able to buy some groceries for the next few days.
Wow.
It's horrible when such horrible things happen to such nice people. So, Riet, we did sort of reach the end of Darren's decade celebrations and Darren's tip jar last week, Friday. But we did read your story. Thanks to Amanda. We had a word with Lottoland. We've spoken to Lottoland and they've decided, you know what? Although we did use up all the money last week, your story is a special one and we want to help as many people as we can. So we just, I know it's not a lot, but we'd just like to give you 5,000 Rand in cash just to help you out in this tough time. Okay.
Well, that is fantastic because if you only think about 100 Rand at the moment is like R1 million to us because it just buys necessities and necessary groceries. So 5,000 Rand is a lot. Thank you very much. That's
you
amazing.
Are welcome, Riet. And Amanda, thank you so much for nominating Riet for this.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Amanda and Rieta are still with us right now. Amanda, hello there.
Hello.
Rieta, hello there.
Hello,
Dor. Okay, so ons het 'n bietjie oopsie gemaak. We've made a little bit of a mistake. So we have, we couldn't really communicate to our producer through the glass. So he did some hand signals and some flapping and his cheeks went all red and I don't know what the hell happened. And so he went straight to the source. So we have the marketing director of Lottoland.co.za, Marika Haywood, is with us right now. Mora, Marika. Mareka, before you even say anything, I just want to say, you know, no matter whatever happened, yeah, firstly, thank you so much for helping us out with funding Darren's tip jar for the past 2 weeks. I mean, you like 300,000 Rand is not an amount of money to be thumb your nose at. So thank you very much. And now you just heard Rieta's story. Apparently, we've made a little bit of a whoopsie or a mistake in giving her 5,000 Rand in cash. What's up with that, Mareka?
So, you guys definitely made a mistake, yes.
Oh, no.
So, yes, we would like to add a zero to that number.
What?
So, Lottoland would like to give you.
Oh, wow. So, say it out loud, Marika, because I don't want to make a mistake on this. How much is it?
50,000 Rand. 50,000.
Oh, Rieta's getting
50,000 Rand.
Yeah,
cry.
Nee, almost. Ons gaan homie. Rieta.
Thank you, Lottoland.
Thank you, Lottoland. Yeah.
Rieta, I could hear earlier today you were ecstatic with the fact that we'd given you 5,000 Rand, but now that Mareka from Lottoland's just phoned in and said we made a mistake, you're getting 50,000 Rand. How does it make you feel?
Well, I'm shaking at the moment. I am absolutely shaken. I don't know what to say. Words is not enough. I just want to say thank you to Lottoland and to the radio station for being so amazing to help people that is really in dire straits.
Yeah.
Oh, and Riet, go and get some of those very valuable heirlooms back. You go and tell those people, you know, you give them 50 bucks and get it back, okay?
Got it back.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
There you
go,
Rieta. You're welcome, Amanda. Thank you for bringing Rieta's story to our, putting it on our radar. We would never have known that there was this person out there if Amanda didn't tell us. Mareka Haywood from Lottoland.co.za.
Wow.
Thank you so much for your generosity.
Wow.
This Darren's tip jar for the last 2 weeks and this bonus one here on Monday has just been an absolute joy, an absolute pleasure. And congratulations to all the people that have benefited in some small way. I hope we help.
Let's be the helping hand they deserve. It's Darren's tip jar. Proudly supported by Lottoland.co.za.